Savitri, Book 11, Canto 1, beginning on page 697 with "Then after silence a still blissful cry," ending with, on page 699, "Living for me, by me, in me they shall live." Then after silence a still blissful cry began, such as arose from the infinite when the first whisperings of a strange delight, imagined in its deep joy to seek, the passion to discover and to touch, the enamored laugh which rhymed the chanting worlds. O beautiful body of the incarnate world, thy thoughts are mine, I have spoken with thy voice. Thy will is thine, what thou hast chosen, I choose. All thou hast asked, I give to earth and men. All shall be written out in destiny's book by my trustee of thought and plan and act, the executor of my will, eternal time. Since thou hast refused my maimless calm, and turned from my termless peace in which is expunged the visage of space and the shape of time is lost, and from happy extinction of thy separate self and my uncompanioned lone eternity. For not for thee the nameless worldless naught, annihilation of thy living soul and the end of thought and hope and life and love, and the blank measureless unknowable. I lay my hands upon thy soul of flame, I lay my hands upon thy heart of love. I yoke thee to my power of work and time. Because thou hast obeyed my timeless will, because thou hast chosen to share earth's struggle and fate, and leaned in pity over earthbound men, and turned aside to help and yearn to save, I bind by thy heart's passion thy heart to mine, and lay my splendid yoke upon thy soul. Nor will I do in thee my marvelous works. Now I will do in thee my marvelous works. I will fasten thy nature with my cords of strength, subdue to my delight thy spirit's limbs, and make thee a vivid knot of all my bliss, and build in thee my proud and crystal home. Thy days shall be my shafts of spirit and power and light, thy nights my starry mysteries of joy, and all my clouds lie tangled in thy hair, and all my springtides merry in thy mouth. O sunward, thou shalt raise the earth soul to light, and bring God down into the lives of men. Earth shall be my work chamber and my house, my garden of life to plant a seed divine. When all thy work is in human time is done, the mind of earth shall be a home of light, the life of earth a tree growing towards heaven, the body of earth a tabernacle of God. Awaken from the mortal's ignorance, men shall be lit from the eternal's ray, and the glory of my sun lift in their thoughts, and feel in their hearts the sweetness of my love, and in their acts my power's miraculous drive. My will shall be the meaning of their days. Living for me, by me, in me, they shall live.